is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a deadly fire in an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts last night. WPRI-TV's Joe Cortez is there.
The fire chief confirms there are multiple fatalities and injuries. The exact number right now is still unclear. A terrifying scene overnight. Multiple people could be seen from these windows screaming for help as the firefighters rushed in.
The fire chief calls it a tricky and chaotic scene that left some members of the firefighting team with minor injuries. Fall River Mayor Paul Coogan.
They did a great job doing whatever they could to save as many residents as possible, get the injured out.
Police say they rescued more than a dozen residents. The cause of that fire is under investigation. Two wildfires are burning out of control on the north rim of the Grand Canyon. That's forcing a change of plans for summer tourists. CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
Park officials announced Sunday the Grand Canyon Lodge, the only lodging inside the park at the north rim, was one of at least 50 buildings consumed by flames. The area will remain closed to visitors for the rest of the season.
Dozens of wildfires are burning in at least 11 western states. The president is expected to announce a new plan today to send more U.S. arms to Ukraine. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
President Trump is set to meet with NATO's Secretary General amid plans to pass weapons to Ukraine through NATO allies.
The European Union is paying for it. We're not paying anything for it, but we will send it. It'll be business for us, and we will send them Patriots, which they desperately need.
President Trump yesterday did not say how many Patriot missiles he plans to send, though the move comes as Russia has stepped up air attacks on Ukraine in recent weeks, despite international calls for a ceasefire.
Police in Kentucky say a deadly church shooting began after a suspect shot and wounded a state trooper during a traffic stop, then carjacked another vehicle. That's when he headed to a Baptist church 10 miles away in Lexington.
Four individuals were shot on church property. Two female victims were pronounced deceased at the scene. The other two victims, both male, were transported to a local hospital.
Lexington Police Chief Lawrence Weathers says officers shot and killed the suspect. They believe he may have had a connection to those victims. Sure, mortgage rates are high, but if you need to buy or want to and you're hoping for wiggle room, a new bank rate study finds 54% of owners aren't budging. Analyst Jeff Ostrowski.
Right now, the housing market is experiencing the lowest volumes of home sales since 2009, which, of course, was the battle days of the Great Recession.
Dow futures are down 135. S&P futures off 16. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman. Wildfire smoke is continuing to cause those hazy skies, and the air is expected to get more unhealthy to breathe. All of Wisconsin is under an air quality advisory until noon. That means it's a good day to limit time outdoors, especially if you have a heart or lung condition. A trial date has been set for a Racine County man accused of illegally requesting absentee ballots. Conservative activist Harry Waite will face trial in February 2026. A Walworth County judge set the date last Friday. Waite is charged with two felonies and two misdemeanors related to election fraud. He's admitted to requesting ballots for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Racine Mayor Corey Mason. Waite says he's a whistleblower, exposing weaknesses in the state's online voter portal. Read more at RacineCountyEye.com. A manufacturer in Pleasant Point has broken ground on an expansion. Balkan Innovation manufactures plastic films, packaging, and insulation. They're planning to add 15,000 square feet to their facility by February 2026, and they expect to add more than 80 new jobs, which will open by December or sooner. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Shally Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Brewers draft is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The MLB draft continues today. In the first round, the Brewers selected third baseman Andrew Fisher of the Tennessee Volunteers, who scouts say has modeled his swing after the Phillies' Bryce Harper.
I'm working on my swing in the cage a ton. I'm trying to emulate Harper as much as I can. Obviously, he has different rhythm in the box and different approach sometimes, but I mean, how could you not watch a guy like that hit?
In all, the Brewers drafted five players, two infielders, three pitchers. Yesterday, the crew beat the Nationals 8-1. Freddy Peralta giving up just one run in 6 2/3 innings. Peralta asked about heading into the All-Star break, just a game behind the first place Cubs.
I think that we are in great position right now. We're doing great because we are not thinking about how far we are from the first place.
NBA, the Bucks introducing Miles Turner, who showed off his new jersey.
See me in this bus green. Heard my girlfriend tell me I look good in green, so you know it's gonna be a seamless feat.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 84 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the upper 60s to near 70. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. We could see a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Right, this is my favorite subject, actually. I've been married for 35 years. I'm very happy. I asked my wife if I was happy. She told me I am. And that's good enough for me. But I got married, our relationship changed immediately, not gradually, but immediately. My wife started to share knowledge with me, knowledge I had no idea she had before we got married. Tremendous amounts of knowledge she must have stored throughout the years waiting to share with her future husband, not all at one time, just bits and pieces here and there on an ongoing basis. And at one time I thought it would end, now I know it never will. Know what's going to trigger her desire to share additional knowledge. One day I just opened our back door. That's all I did. Simply opened the back door. Look at me, people. Just opened the back door. Perhaps slightly too long. I don't know what the exact time parameter is. I only know I must have went over because my wife whirled and yelled, "Shut the door. You just let 800 mosquitoes into the house." No, I had no idea that mosquitoes fly in swarms of 800. I would think that many in a swarm, you'd see something come through the door. I saw nothing but my wife, with her keen eyesight and wealth of knowledge, knew that 800 got into our house. God bless her, we could have been bitten to death that night.
Isn't it great to wake up to the Beach Boys? Love it, California girls. It's 6:11, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. What a perfect weather forecast. Wow, sunny, highs 85 today, clear tonight, low 68, sunny tomorrow, highs 85. Can't beat that. Sunny, 63 degrees. What a beautiful morning at Radio Park. I hope you had a great weekend. We did. We had the concert last night. This is the Racine Concert Band concert. We had it at Inside Festival Hall last night. Last week, it was in the tent by the beer garden. This week, it was inside. And next week, it's going to be out on the grass, right on the main area there on the grass by the lake. And that's the way it's going to be for the rest of the summer. If it rains, it goes inside. It was really nice last night. It was air-conditioned. I loved it. Had cheese curds, and they have concessions now, and it was really nice. Had a good time. Hey, 6:11, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Speaking about time, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. These are the Zombies, time of the season, WRJN.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands, to show you everyone is the time of the season for love. What's your name? Your daddy,
who's your daddy?
Be rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season. Daddy,
he rich. Is he rich like me?
Has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
Season Zombies, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for a sunny day, highs 85 today. Sunny, 63 degrees right now at Radio Park. Well, how many foot rubs would a husband have to give to make up for this? A guy in France headed out on a road trip with his wife. This happened last weekend. He stopped at a gas station along the way and forgot her there. He drove nearly 200 miles without realizing she wasn't in the car. No word on why she couldn't just use her cell phone to call him, but it turned out she had been sitting there for 4 hours waiting for him to come back. Boy, that's dedication, eh? Cops thought there was a chance that he left her there on purpose, but decided it was an honest mistake. Yeah, right.
He's not in any legal problems, but he is in trouble with his wife. Come on, an honest mistake? You gotta be kidding me. How do you leave your wife for 200 miles and not realize she's in the car, huh? It's The Temptations is My Girl, WRJN. I've got sunshine. My Girl, also a movie with Macaulay Culkin. Remember that movie, My Girl? It's 6:18, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. So a math professor shared a hack on TikTok to cool down a hot car fast. Now, today's going to be hot. Maybe your car's going to be hot inside. First, he says, roll down your passenger side window, then open and close your driver's side door 4 or 5 times. A test showed it dropped the inside temperature by about 20 degrees in just seconds. Or you can do what I do. Just turn on the air conditioner all the way to the max. It should cool off in just a moment or two, right?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you thought it was hard to cancel a streaming subscription before, brace yourselves, because it's about to get even more difficult. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Federal Trade Commission's click-to-cancel option has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The FTC has tried to make it equally as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up, so expect much more frustration. The whole issue started with Amazon, which was accused of tricking customers into signing up for Prime, then making it extremely difficult to cancel. I guess we know how Bezos paid for that wedding. Here's a Hollywood beat just for me. I hope you like it too. The show Bosch is coming back by way of another spinoff. Ballard will drop on Amazon Prime like Bosch and Bosch Legacy did previously, both of which are now kaput. Maggie Q will play Renee Ballard. Titus Welliver will return as Harry Bosch, who will assist Ballard with cold cases from time to time. All 10 episodes of Ballard dropped a couple days ago and are available on Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with stripes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Hospice Alliance provides compassionate care to patients throughout Southeast Wisconsin, anywhere they call home. Care can be provided in a patient or loved one's home, in an assisted living or skilled nursing facility. Other families have found the Hospice Alliance Hospice House is best for their loved ones. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Is on vacation. It's 6:25. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
But in case you slipped your mind, you know, the other day, Friday was National French Friday. And according to a recent report, the average American eats 17 pounds of French fries every year. Now, across the whole country, Americans eat 5.6 billion pounds of French fries, enough to fill 155,833 school buses. We're not sure why that's the comparison they chose, but they did. Schofield school buses. It's 626. Oh, I love it, Orleans. Still the one. You know, ABC TV, when they were number one in the ratings, used to use this as their theme song. Still the one at WRJN. Radio Refresh, WRJN, a civic media station. Hey, you want to feel old this morning? All right, this should do the trick. Megan Fox and the Olsen twins are the same age. They just turned 39 years old. The Olsen twins, you know, the little cuties from that TV show? 39 years old. And by the way, I think they're billionaires, too. Isn't that something, huh? All right. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on, all right?
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman. 7-year-old Jamal White has been found safe after a kidnapping outside his home on Friday. Community members organized a search, and less than 24 hours later, an Amber Alert was canceled after he was found 7 miles away. Police have conducted arrests and say they've referred charges to the Milwaukee County DA. A man is getting recognized as a Kenosha hometown hero. Sir Robert E. Ibsen spent 21 years in the U.S. Navy, and he earned multiple honors, including the Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal for service in Vietnam. Later, he was the national president of the Danish Brotherhood and was even knighted by the Queen of Denmark. The city of Racine could be moving ahead with plans to add 3 new electric buses to replace some of its diesel fleet. The $4.5 million purchase, mostly funded by a federal clean vehicle grant, is going before the city council tomorrow. If approved, the city would buy from a new manufacturer. The one approved in 2023 is going bankrupt. The change means getting one fewer bus than originally planned, bringing Ride Racine's electric fleet to an even dozen. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Sholly Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime, at WRJN.com.
At this time of the year, we talk a lot about auctions. On farm auctions, auctions at the county fair. But beginning today, a unique auction giving you an opportunity. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. That's because today through the 21st, the Bureau of Land Management within the U.S. Department of the Interior hosting their online corral auction, giving you a chance to adopt and buy wild horses and donkeys. Jason Luderman from the National Wild Horse and Burro Program says it's your chance to give these animals not only a good home, but potentially find yourself a good work partner. He says donkeys, for example, can do many different things.
So a lot of people use them as guard animals. Burros make great guard animals. They'll run off coyotes or other predators that might threaten your herd. A lot of people just keep them as pets. I mean, you take one look at one of those burros and you'll see why. They're very cute animals, and a lot of people have them around as pets or livestock guardians. Some people take them on the trails as well. They can be used as pack animals. Basically anything you want a donkey to do, that's what this burro is for.
Jason Luderman with the National Wild Horse and Burro Program. He says they do this auction about every 4 to 5 years to make sure that the animal numbers in rangeland in the West aren't becoming overcrowded and that the animals stay healthy. If you're interested in getting involved, again, the online sale from now through the 21st, and the pre-application process takes less than a business day to complete. We've got a link up on our website now, MidwestFarmReport.com.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. 2 winners will be selected from 4 geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and, of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
There's a quick update for you on food and farming news for a Monday. Remember, our talk text line is open to you anytime. Communicate directly with us by calling or texting 877-301-FARM. I'm PM Yonke.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. It is is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 84 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the upper 60s to near 70. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. We could see a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Little experiences we've all had. You ever been sitting in a railroad train in a station and there's another train sitting right next to you and one of them starts to move and you can't tell which one it is? Did you ever try to pick up a suitcase you thought was full, but it wasn't? And you go, ooh. And for just a split second, you feel really strong. How about when you're looking through a chain link fence? Did you ever notice if you're just the right distance from a chain link fence, sometimes it seems to go, what is that? How do they do that? Did you ever try to tell somebody they have a little bit of dirt on their face? You can never get them to rub the right spot, can you? Say, you got a little bit of dirt right here. They always go, where? Here?
'60s wanted to play Wipeout. I think it's the only song that actually showcased the drummer in the group. What a great song, too. The Safaris. It's 6:39, local news, timeless hit to WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 85. Clear tonight, low 68. Sunshine tomorrow, highs 85. Sunny, 64 degrees right now here at Radio Park. So Rick Springfield, you know, the actor from the soap operas, also a lot of big hit songs, Jesse's Girl, Rick Springfield. He's being interviewed on the Today Show when host Craig Melvin yawned. Rick said to him, am I boring you? He wasn't really offended. He just kind of laughed it off. You know, in all the years I've been interviewing people, I've never yawned in the middle of an interview. How embarrassing, on national TV, huh? 6:39, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We're hometown radio, refreshed with the Vogues. Turn around, look at me, right here at WRJN.
There is someone walking behind you. Turn around, look at me. There is someone watching your footsteps. Turn around.
To the Vogues, turn around, look at me. Local news, Tamla's hits, WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere, the historic AM frequency of 1400. It's 642. You know, it would take 5 minutes to knock someone out by holding a rag soaked with chloroform under their nose. Not 2 seconds like it does in all the movies. What I want to know is, why are they telling us this? Why was that on my prep sheet this morning? Am I supposed to do something with that information?
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? Shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. I still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
Kenny Rogers with his group at the time, the first edition. Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station, WRJN. It's 6:45. Good morning to you. We got a new survey here. They looked at the top simple pleasures Americans love. And number one is something we can actually help you out with. I'll explain in a moment. Number 10, the smell and sound of rain. Number 9, getting some fresh air, preceded by holding hands with a loved one. Always nice. Receiving some good news. Making someone smile, getting a good night's sleep, laughing at jokes, eating a favorite food. Number 2, watching a good TV show or movie. And number 1, not making this up, listening to music, preferably right here at WRJN. I mean, I added the WRJN in there, but still, listening to music makes you feel good. One of the simple pleasures of life.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Watch it now, watch it. Here it come, here it come.
the Sham and the Pharaohs. He was playing that Farfisa organ with that turban on his head. Remember that? Sam the Sham. It's 6:48 at WRJN. Looking for a sunny day today. Highs 85. 64 and sunny right now, right here at Radio Park. So this woman said that a Doritos Locos Taco was missing from her DoorDash delivery. Then she looked back at the drop-off photo and saw the DoorDash's fingers with Dorito dust all over them. DoorDash did reimburse Caitlin for the missing taco. It's unclear whether or not they're investigating the Dorito dust DoorDasher. The evidence is right on his fingers. Isn't that something? 6:49 WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see Fountain Hills Apartments. Or call 262-886-9200.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Hi, Zoe Saldana. Welcome to T-Mobile. Here's your new iPhone 16 Pro on us.
Thanks. And here's my old phone to trade in.
You don't need a trade-in. When you switch to T-Mobile, we'll give you a new iPhone 16 Pro. Plus, we'll help you pay off your old phone up to $800, and you still get to keep it.
There's always a trade-in.
Not right now at T-Mobile.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma.
That's okay.
I don't really have much in my purse. Oh, let's see. Hand sanitizer? It's lavender.
I'm good. Seriously.
Let me check this pocket. Oh, mints?
Really, I'm fine.
Oh, I have raisins. I'm a mom. Wait one sec. I've got cupcakes in the car.
It's our best iPhone offer ever. Switch to T-Mobile. Get a new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. No trade-in needed. We'll even pay off your phone up to $800.
With 24 monthly bill credits, new line, $100 plus a month on experience beyond finance agreement, $999.99 and qualifying ported. For well-qualified plus tax and $10 connection charge, payoff via virtual prepaid card allow 15 days. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. See T-Mobile.com.
Society.
Billy Joe Royal down to the Boondocks. WRJN local news, Tamla's Hits, where it's going to be sunny today. Highs 85, clear tonight. Lows 68, sunny tomorrow. Highs 85, sunny, 64 degrees currently right here at Radio Park. 60% of people say they have at least one secret they really don't want people to know about. Here are the five most common secrets: an affair, an embarrassing incident, your web browsing history, something in your family history, something you bought, something you're in love with. Maybe you played the wrong commercial on the radio, didn't want anybody to know about it. Oh, maybe that last one's just me. It's 6:54. We're a civic media station, hometown radio refresh, WRTN with the Doobies. Here's Janet Grove. An interesting fun fact for you. The name China Grove in that song comes from a real town in Texas. Now, the band was inspired by the road sign of the town while they're traveling with the band near San Antonio, Texas. The sign was a sign saying China Grove, 3 miles. While the song features a fictionalized version of the town, the name itself is a real place in Texas, China Grove. Who knew, huh? A nice famous place to live these days. 6:58, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN with Neil Diamond. Here's Kentucky Woman this morning.
Kentucky woman, she shines with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, if it's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her, God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same.
Diamond, Kentucky Woman, it's exactly 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
The CBS News Radio Thanksgiving Day Special, presented by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A heartbreaking scene in